Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The Nooshigak River had the lowest king escapement of the season yesterday, but it saw a jump in sockeye passing the sonar. Igigik's streak continues, with the fleet hauling in more than 800,000 fish for the fourth day in a row. It's Tuesday, July 9th. I'm your host, Alex Hager. Only 12 kings were counted passing the Nooshigak sonar yesterday, the lowest count of the season so far. We talked to sport fishing manager Lee Borden about conditions in the Nooshigak River.
The increased water temperatures and the high heat in the bay has definitely affected the way fish move.
Over in the Togiak, though, the sport fishing is going well. We hear how things are looking over at the Bristol Bay Lodge.
The last couple of weeks with the heat, it's been kind of uncharted territories as far as the weather goes, but as far as the fishing goes, you know, we're still making it happen.
And we hear from a Nooshigak set netter. Those stories and more after this.
Support comes from the International Maritime Group. IMG is a law firm that provides Alaskan vessel owners and charterers with tailored legal services. IMG specializes in charter party agreements, crew contracts, shipyard agreements, and indemnity provisions. More about IMG at maritime.law.
Let's get things started today with the numbers. On the west side, the Nooshigak District hauled in 820,000 fish yesterday, pulling the cumulative sockeye harvest to 11 million. King harvest was 284 for a cumulative of 18,750. Escapement yesterday was 78,000, and the total is now 1.8 million. The total run is at 12.8 million, almost 3 million fish above the preseason forecast. King escapement in the Nooshigak was the lowest so far this season. The sonar counted only 12 fish swimming past the sonar yesterday. The king escapement is now 39,800. Conversely, sockeye experienced a jump, up 12,000 from Sunday's escapement for a daily count of 21,500. The total sockeye escapement there is now over 500,000 at 504,800. 10,300 chum passed the sonar yesterday for a total of 324,600. In the Wood River, 29,700 fish passed the tower by 6 a.m. this morning, bringing the total escapement to 1.32 million. In the Agushik, escapement as of 6 a.m. this morning was at 324, bringing the cumulative to 42,500. And in the Togiak, 1,500 fish escaped this morning for a total of 10,500. Over on the east side, the Naknek-Quijack District had another big day with a 741,000 daily catch. The total harvest is now 5.1 million. Escapement yesterday was 203,400, and the cumulative is now 1.3 million. The total run there is 6.7 million, moving steadily toward the halfway point for its forecast of 15.5 million. In the Naknek River, escapement was at 148,200 for a cumulative of 1.15 million. Escapement in the Quijack was 34,700. The total there is now 106,300. And in the Alagnak, daily escapement was 20,500, bringing the total to 51,100. For the fourth day in a row, Igigik's harvest was at 810,000. The cumulative is now 7.4 million. With escapement at 96,600 yesterday, the cumulative has passed the 1 million mark, moving it closer to the mid-range goal escapement. The total run is now 8.5 million, only 200,000 under the preseason forecast. Ugashik's harvest from yesterday's opener was 151,000, pushing the cumulative up to 324,700. Escapement was 4,600 for a total of 44,300. The total run is now 376,000. A look at vessel registration now. Igigik will see a drop for the first time in days. It currently has 449 permits on 346 vessels. Those go down to 444 permits on 342 vessels in the next 48-hour transfer period. The number of D-boats goes down by 1 to 102 on Thursday morning. The Naknek-Quijack is still gaining. Its current 446 permits on 370 vessels will go up to 514 permits on 419 vessels. On Thursday morning, the number of D-boats will increase from 76 to 95. The Nooshigak fleet is still shrinking a bit as well. Its 681 permits on 523 vessels will go down to 663 on 512 in 48 hours. The number of D-boats drops from 158 to 151. Togiak's 41 permits on 41 vessels remains the same through Thursday morning, and Ugashik will see a sizable jump of 19 permits and 12 vessels on Thursday, from 55 permits on 43 vessels to 74 permits on 56. The D-boats will go up from 12 to 18. At the Chignik Weir, escapement was 14,700 yesterday, bringing the total escapement so far to 273,700. That's about 100,000 fish more than this time last year, when escapement was only at 175,600. The North Peninsula's Area M sockeye harvest is now 891,400. At the South Peninsula, it's 695,300. Pink harvest there is at 9.14 million. The current commercial herring fishing period in the Unalaska, Akutan, and Unimak districts was extended for 24 hours from noon today until noon tomorrow. According to Fish and Game, fishermen should have a secure market prior to harvesting any herring. Over at Port Moeller, Stations 6 and 8 saw a spike in catches yesterday. The daily catch index is 47, almost 8 times higher than Sunday's. This pattern is promising, as fisheries feared the run was tapering off. There's a chance a more sizable run is on the horizon. Stock composition samples from July 7th and 8th are now on the Pandalus and should be in Port Moeller tonight. Station 2 caught 0 fish. Station 4 caught 3 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and 1/8 inch mesh. The daily index there was 11. Station 6 caught 27 in the 4.5 and 18 in the 5 and 1/8, putting the catch index at 88. Station 8 caught 15 in the 4.5 and 23 in the 5 and 1/8 inch mesh, making that daily index 84. Station 10 caught 14 in the 4.5 and 8 in the 5 and 1/8 for a daily catch index of 53. Station 12 caught 3 in the 4.5 and 7 in the 5 and 1/8 for a catch index of 25. Station 14 got 3 in the 4.5 and 3 in the 5 and 1/8 for a catch index of 15. Station 16 didn't get any fish. Station 18 caught 9 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and 1/8. The daily index was 26. Station 20 caught 1 in the 4.5 and 4 in the 5 and 1/8. The daily index was 13. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a moment.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
We're back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report this Tuesday evening. The recent heat wave that has descended on Bristol Bay has made things stifling here on land, but it's also having an effect on those in the water. Lee Borden is the assistant area manager for sport fishing, and he says recent conditions have had a noticeable impact on fish as they make their way upriver.
The increased water temperatures and the high heat in the bay has definitely affected the way fish move. They'll tend to run deeper in the river. It can even delay movement altogether if it gets extremely hot. And then in extreme cases, when the water gets exceedingly hot, it can be fatal. So we think that that definitely had an effect this year. It most likely delayed fish and also most likely made them harder to count at the sonar.
That recent heat was just one of the factors that led to an emergency order in the Nooshigak River on Monday, a directive saying that king salmon of any size need to be released immediately and prohibiting the use of bait. Borden said the order came as the result of a few different reasons.
Based on the weather conditions with the warm temperatures and warm water temperatures, that with the low sonar count kind of spurred the emergency orders. We took a step-down approach. So, you know, the first emergency order issued was cutting the daily and possession limits in half. You know, based on the numbers not significantly improving, we went ahead and stepped that up to a catch and release emergency order.
Well, there's an emergency order placing some limits on the Nooshigak. I also talked to Tyler Savage of the Bristol Bay Lodge, who's been fishing the Togiak and Agulawak. He said conditions haven't been bad, even with the warm weather.
Things are going well. Obviously, the last couple of weeks with the heat, it's been kind of uncharted territories as far as the weather goes. But as far as the fishing goes, you know, we're still making it happen. You know, the king fishing on the Togiak has been steady for us. You know, getting into fish every day. Working for them a little bit, but getting into them. The sockeye fishing on the Agulawak has been phenomenal as far as the season goes.
Even though he says fishing has been going well, Savage says they've had to improvise to find fish hiding from the heat.
A lot of times, when you get that hot weather, the bright sun and whatnot, it tends to slow the fishing down a bit. You definitely have to work a little bit harder, get kind of creative, but we've noticed, at least as far as the king fishing goes, our guys are finding some of the deepest, darkest holes in the river they can and are pulling some fish here and there.
Savage said he's also heard reports of fish going belly up in the river, which could be a symptom of these warm temperatures.
No, I have gotten word from some of our guys in some of our camps that they have witnessed a little bit of that. And it doesn't surprise me, being the weather that we're having and that creating those warmer water temperatures definitely puts a big shock on those fish.
ADF&G said they heard those reports too, and they'll be keeping an eye on the situation going forward. The commercial fishery has been dealing with hot weather as well. Caleb Westfall is a set netter in Nooshigak, and right now he's fishing in the Wood River. He says heat is making it difficult for set netters who can't easily catch fish swimming in deeper channels.
I would say maybe the fish are swimming deeper in the channels, and the harvest numbers are pretty substantial. So I'd say from what I understand, the driftweed's doing pretty well, and they are able to get in the channels more, as to where the set netters, we're not able to fish the deep channels and just on the shore.
Still, Westfall says the season is going well so far, although it's a bit slow compared to last year.
It's going well, and both sides of the beach seem to be getting fish. It slows down a little bit with this heat, but sounds like we might get something from the Port Muller numbers in the next couple of days. So just waiting for that to happen and trying to put on the sunblock.
And finally here, we just finished up with the second day of our pledge drive. I sat down with two of our very own fundraising coordinators about how the fleet can donate fish to support public radio. It has come to that time of year. It is pledge drive time here at KDLG, and we rely on the generous support of you, our listenership, to keep our mission going here at the radio station. I'm joined now by Marjorie Dunaway and Marilyn Rosine, who are coordinating this year's pledge drive, and are here to talk a little bit about why it is so important that you help us here at KDLG keep the mission going.
Well, this is a busy time of year in our region and community for cultural and social and economic activities, and the fisheries are certainly one of the mainstays of this region. And the tradition of KDLG's involvement has been through the fish and game announcements, as well as messages and encouragement and challenges among fishing vessels and fishers out in the bay.
And this year again, we are also running the Pounds for Public Radio program, which is a great way that fishers can help support KDLG through their fish. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. We started the program a couple of years ago, so this is the third year for it. And it's a program where fishermen can donate the value of pounds of salmon to KDLG. So the way it works is, if you're delivering fish to a tender, you can say, I would like to donate 100 pounds of this to KDLG. So if the price is, for example, $1 a pound, then KDLG at the end of the season would get a check for $100 from the processor, less taxes and that sort of thing. This year, we have four participating processors. Alaska General Seafoods, who is accepting donations from their fishermen starting tomorrow for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. Icicle Seafoods, Leader Creek Fisheries, and North Pacific Seafoods are all accepting donations all week long. So we thank all the fishermen that have participated in the past and encourage others to take advantage of this way to donate this year.
Now, whether it be Pounds for Public Radio or otherwise, mm-hmm. how can people make a donation mm-hmm. to KDLG? What's mm-hmm. the number to call? Where should they go?
They can call the station at 842-5281 or 842-1670 or toll-free 1-800-478-5354. You can also go online to our website, kdlg.org, and click on the bright yellow fish donate button in the top right corner, and there's a form that you fill out there online. Mm-hmm. But we're happy to take pledges all this week and even beyond that.
All right. Thank you very much. That just about does it for tonight's show here. In the Bristol Bay Marine weather forecast, variable winds of 5 knots or less, patchy fog after 1 a.m., seas of 1 feet or less. Wednesday, variable winds 5 knots or less, with patchy fog before 1 p.m. and seas at 1 feet or less. And Wednesday night, west-southwest wind around 10 knots, patchy fog around after 10 p.m. and seas from 1 to 2 feet. We'll close things out with messages to the fleet tonight. We got one here that says, "Hi, Parker. This is Coral and Nora. Just wanted to say hi from California. We love you so much. We are so proud of the Dega Bay. Give me a call when you can. Hope you get this message. Love you." If you have suggestions or corrections for the Fish Report, we want to hear from you. Please let us know by sending us an email at fish@kdlg.org or calling us at 842-5281. If you've got a message to the fleet, send it to the same place, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a ring at 842-5281. For our fishing song today, we're going to play you out with Elephant by Tame Impala for the crew of the Lila L. I'm Alex Hager. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.